Welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt and this is your daily dose of photography. I'm back in Germany, back in Tübingen, southern Germany, from the big trip to Nepal, to Kathmandu, to the Himalayan, and to Mount Everest. So, today's daily photo tip is something very practical that I encountered yesterday when I returned. I think I returned late at night and I'm still totally jet lagged and everything, but what I encountered yesterday is that when I wanted to offload all of my pictures from that trip and all of the video from that trip, and we're talking I shot with a 5D Mark II, we're talking 1600 pictures, which is actually not as much as I expected, but I already did some weeding out on the road, so I've tried to optimize on disk space. I only had 280 gigabyte disks with me, and those are mirrored to be on the safe side, and I had to go with these smaller hard disks in order to allow for special drives that work at high altitudes, because we went up to over 17,000 feet, quite a bit over 5,000 meters, and lots of hard drives just don't work at that altitude, so I had to go with something a bit smaller, but more sturdy, more reliable, also in terms of temperatures and in terms of G-forces. So anyway, those 280 gig disks are now roughly full with with images, not quite full, but almost, and video and all those sorts of stuff, and I came home and I didn't have enough disk space. So my tip for the day is have enough disk space available for your images, or learn to weed them out and learn to throw away images you don't need anymore, especially in today's times when some digital cameras go towards 20 or more megapixels, and the 5D Mark II does that. It's a 21 megapixel camera where a raw image weighs in at about 25 megabytes, which is a lot. You actually want to make sure you manage disk space properly. So my main picture disk, where I also have some other data and video stuff on, is a mirrored 2 500 gigabyte disk array. So it's a RAID 1 disk array of 2 500 gigabyte disks, and that's getting full. So I'm just on my way to shop for a replacement. I'm actually expanding those to a mirrored 1 terabyte disk, so I'll have 2 terabyte disks in there, and that should do for another while. So luckily disks are getting bigger and more affordable, and anyway, have disk space if you need it, and if not, hey, make sure you manage that stuff properly. We'll talk more about this and obviously Everest and the Nepal experience. Kathmandu is an awesome city from a photography point of view, and you can find out more about that over at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. I have some updates from the trek, and obviously there will be much more coming out over on therestofeverest.com, which is the website and the podcast that my friend John Miller does, who I organized that trek together with. And you'll probably even hear some about it here on Daily Photo Tips with Chris. So this was Chris Marquardt. Thanks for tuning in, and till hopefully tomorrow. Happy shooting.